how to leverage your time for the best recruiting results. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 128. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker. This podcast is 15 minutes. It will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways that you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website. That's recruitme.com. But it's much easier on an app. That might be how you're listening right now, either on the Apple Podcast app or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, or others. Now, I want to offer you my freebie, as I have for the past several months, and a lot of people taking advantage of this. It's the Recruiting Power Pack. It's a must for every high school sports family. All you got to do is go to my website to download it. You get free things. These three free things. Say that really quick. Five times real fast. Well, maybe three times. You get the first steps to an athletic scholarship. You'll understand the first four things you need to do right away. It's a PDF download. Secondly, is the when and how to use video audio tutorial. That's right. I'm using audio to teach you about video. And you download that as well. And the third download is a tool called the Player Profile or Resume Template. You can create your most important recruiting tool with this easy-to-use fillable form. And I've had parents and kids using this for years and years and years, and it's ready for you. And it's free. It's the Recruiting Power Pack at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. And be sure to check out RecruitMe 3.0 at recruitme.com/system. It's the new RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship System. In this episode, we're going to talk about time. Maybe you have a New Year's resolution that involves time, like using your time better, not doing stupid things, but doing smart things. Well, I've got five things for you to do to leverage your time for the best recruiting results. I remember when we were doing this with our kids, and they had the ability to watch TV and do their homework and still get great grades. I mean, A's. And I thought that was not the best use of time. My wife and I were a little bit upset with that, but we realized that it works for them and they can do it. So they were, I guess, multiplying their time. and I could not do that. I mean, I got to have silence when I'm working on something. I don't know how you are, whether you can do two or three things at once or have noise while you're trying to concentrate. I mean, I wouldn't dare write a letter to a coach, email to a coach if I've got something going on, you know, else that's distracting me, like the TV or the Athletic Scholarship Podcast or something like that. Anyway, it's about time, and I want you to be able to leverage your time for the best recruiting results, not just saving time, but leveraging your time. And you'll see what I mean as we go along. Five things. The first one is this. You want to eliminate activities. Well, of course. I mean, you can get a lot more done if you discard the things that are wasting time. I guess the positive way to say this is stay focused on things that will get results. And if they aren't, get rid of them. I have to admit, I like activity. And I feel like if I'm doing something, I'm getting closer to my goal. If I'm just doing something, if I'm idle, then I'm losing, that I'm not going to get to my goal. I'm not going to get the project done. I'm not going to get the chore accomplished. I'm not going to win that game. However, that's false thinking. That's bad thinking. You don't have to be moving all the time. You don't have to have activities going all the time. And you know what? When you apply this to recruiting, you are going to be refreshed and you're going to get better results because you're only doing those things that get results. So stay away from this whole thing of you got to be doing something in order to get results. You want the best results. So start and eliminate those recruiting activities that aren't working for you. Go in there and just slice them out. I know this is hard because you're saying, well, maybe if I do this just one more time, it's going to work. It's going to be that silver bullet that will get me recruited or get my son or daughter recruited. Well, you could be doing that throughout this whole recruiting process and really miss out on getting the results you need. So go in there, slice out those activities that don't get results for you. Here's a second thing. Build school visits into existing trips. I mean, family trips or athletic trips. So build your school visits into them. You're already going to Boston for vacation. You're going to go watch the Red Sox. Hey, visit a couple schools while you're up there. It may be a long trip for you. You may never get back there again. And here's an opportunity to visit schools. That's one of the things that, especially in the last couple of years, I have been urging families to do is go in person. Don't rely on the websites. Don't rely on the virtual tours. Don't rely on the promo videos. Don't rely on the phone calls with coaches, emails, that type of thing. You need to go and see what the school is like. You'll get a feel for it that you can't really put into words, but you'll get a feel for it by being there. You don't have to go there for long visits. You don't even have to do a full day. But if you're already going on a family trip, or you're going to a tournament or a showcase or a combine, if you're already going on a travel, if you're on a travel team and you're hitting all these places where there might be colleges, visit. These don't have to be your top choices either, but the experience of going to visit is important. And you may find a school that wasn't your top choice will be bumped up. This will leverage your time. We're talking about leveraging your time, multiplying your time. You're already going on these trips, maybe spend an extra day. Have some fun doing it, okay? This isn't work. This is fun. You're discovering the best fit for you. Here's the third thing that will leverage your time for the best recruiting results. Keep accurate digital records of communication and activities. Keep accurate digital records of communication and activities. Man, you could get lost in all the communication going back and forth with a number of coaches. You need to be organized. This will help you maximize your conversations with coaches and even your written communication. As you're sending out emails or responding to emails, you want to make sure you say the right things to the right coaches. You want to make sure that you got the right coach linked up with the right school. You may say, well, that's ridiculous. How could you mess that up? Well, you can. Because sometimes you're getting a phone call, you're not expecting that call, and you have to think quick. So keep accurate digital records that you can update regularly, a document you can put on your phone, on your tablet, that you can refer to, and you can make changes as you need to. You got to keep track of who you're talking with, who you're writing to, emailing with, because it will help you to indeed leverage your time, and it will indeed get you the best recruiting results. So there's three: eliminate activities. Secondly, build school visits into existing trips. And third, keep accurate digital records of communication and activities. I want to let you know about the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Just a quick mention of this. We're talking here about things that you need to do and stay on course and stay focused. I wrote this book to help families do that. It's written in a conversational style. It will take you step by step through the recruiting process. It's a great place to start. It is a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. If you like digital, it's available on Kindle, but I got to tell you, only about 1% of my customers buy it in Kindle. It's available in paperback and also audiobook on Audible. You can find all three versions on Amazon, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, so look it up. Let's go on to number four. How'd you like the way I slipped in that commercial, by the way? You know, it's kind of like... It's the end of the quarter, and I was able to do a little 30-second spot commercial. You know, I learn by what's going on out there. Anyway, here's number four. Talk with college coaches about your talent. Talk with college coaches about your talent. What does that mean? Well, knowing your talent level will save you from wasting time on schools that you won't get recruited to. You want to find your sweet spot, so you're spending your valuable time with programs you can compete in. And again, look, you're trying to leverage your time. You want to make the most of your time for the best results. So when you talk to college coaches, it's hard sometimes to ask them, well, what do you think of my ability? Would I be a fit? Do I have the ability to compete at the D1 level or at your school? Would another level be better for me? What are your honest thoughts, coach, as you look at me? This may eliminate some schools, which is great because the coach has already eliminated you. You don't want to waste your time continuing to pursue a school and a coach who has already eliminated you but hasn't told you anything. And you want to know, you want to narrow it down. You want to know what your best fit is. And your talent level is a big part of that. And you've got to know what your talent level is in the perspective of college coaches. Your high school coach, your club coach, they may have an idea, but they're not the ones who are recruiting you. It's college coaches. Get the opinion of college coaches as much as you can. That will leverage your time. You'll be able to stop wasting time on schools you won't get recruited to. Here's the last one. Number 5, spend time with schools that are the best fit. Again, we're narrowing it down further. You know, you're talking with college coaches about your talent. You're going to find out which division level you can compete best at. But it's more than where you can compete as an athlete. You're going there as a student athlete. Please, kids, don't forget that. You can be so focused on the sport, just as I was when I went in. And I know you're enthusiastic about it. I know you want to get that athletic scholarship. I know you want to compete at the college level. But please, don't forget you are there. You are a total person. And you want to spend time, recruiting time, with schools that are the best fit. Do they have your major? How about the expense? Are they too expensive if you're not going to get a full ride? Are you really interested, or is your parent interested? And parents, you need to be sensitive to this. You need to know what the best fit is for your son or daughter. And we have a way of looking at things through our own grid, and it may not be accurate. We really need to be looking out for the best interests of our son or daughter and finding the school that is the best fit. There are a lot of factors involved in that. School size is one. How far away from home is another. We talk about division level, division 1, 2, or 3, NAIA, NCAA. There are a lot. Junior college may be the best fit at this time. So spend time with schools that are the best fit, which means to back it up a little bit, you're going to have to know what those factors are. What are the factors that make the best fit for you? And then zero in on those schools, those programs, which are the best fit. That will save you a lot of time, and you'll be able to really focused, laser-focused, maximize your time, and put the most effort into those schools and programs. Well, there you have it. 5 ways to leverage your time for the best recruiting results. I'd like to hear from you. As you apply this, what is working for you? How has this helped you? How have these 5 points helped you? 1 or 2 of them, maybe all 5 of them? Talk back to me, okay? Send me an email at john@recruitme.com. Again, these 5 things are eliminate activities. Stay focused on the things that will get results. And if they aren't getting results, get rid of them. Secondly, build school visits into your existing trips, family vacations and athletic trips. 3rd, keep accurate digital records of communication and activities. Organization helps you maximize your conversations with coaches, even your written communication. 4th, talk with college coaches about your talent. Get a good assessment, an accurate assessment from college coaches as to where your talent level lies. So important, and sometimes it's hard to hear. And 5th, spend time with schools that are the best fit. Go after those programs that are the best fit. Do they have your major? Are they too expensive? Are you really interested, or is it your parent that's interested? Well, there you have it for this episode. In this, as we get this new year started, I wish you the best. God bless you. And remember, you can always reach me if you have questions or comments at john@recruitme.com. Next week, you know what we're going to talk about? What doesn't work in recruiting? I'll join you next Tuesday. Take care.